brought to you by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, the leader in men's health and sexual wellness.
We are the Morning Animals, Nzinga, Spinozzi, Curtis Fitzpatrick, and Kerry Murdoch. And just a quick reminder, when you contact us at the Trade Pros Heat and Air Text Nation line, if I don't like what you're texting, I can text you back anytime I want, and I have your phone number forever.
Are you saying bad things back to people?
Yeah,
what
are
you doing over there?
I knew instantly which one you replied to.
What fight is he involved with, T-Bag?
Where, people being mean?
Phil is the biggest moron on the radio, so I just sent something nice back.
Oh, that's not bad.
No. People have said a lot worse than that, sure. But don't think I won't respond, and I don't write your number down and text in the middle of the night all sorts of horrible things to you.
So you text them back on your phone, personal phone?
No, I can text them back on the Trade Pro side.
Oh, okay.
So I enjoy it. I really do. Curtis. Let's talk about money.
Well, there is some college football stuff. There is some breaking news this morning regarding college football.
Breaking news?
Like real breaking news.
We haven't played it all summer long for the most part, so let's see if it still works. Hang on, let's see. Okay, you got to spell it right.
Yeah, that's bracking.
I know.
You're doing it again. There you go.
Thank you. It's not breaking anymore by the time I get to it.
It's already broke, yes. It's not breaking.
It took so long. It's like it stopped breaking.
Breaking sports news on WWLS, the sports animal.
One of the craziest things I think that most people would hear as a college football fan, if you're just kind of a casual, you kind of focus on the teams around here, and you would hear this statement, and you would say, oh, get out of here, but it's true. You know, the ACC... talking about the Atlantic Coast Conference has by far the best collection of quarterbacks in college football this year. If you just said pound for pound, like number of teams, who they have a ton of good quarterbacks, and one of those quarterbacks who's really good, Sam Hartman for Wake Forest. I know not a lot of Wake Forest fans.
Remember how good they were last year?
They were really good. They've been good the last couple years, and he is outstanding. He threw for 4,200 yards last year.
He was one of the best quarterbacks in the country last year. That offense was ridiculous.
39 touchdowns he threw for. He is out for an indefinite period of time due to a non-football-related medical condition. The school just released that this morning. Yeah, that's a bad deal.
Don't want young people to ever have problems.
No, so we don't know what that is, but wasn't like, you know, he got hurt in practice. It was a medical condition. He's a junior quarterback. He's put up some big time numbers, but I mean, you mentioned the ACC. I mean, they are loaded with quarterbacks. That NC State kid, he's really good.
He's ridiculous. Yeah, his name's Devin Leary. 35 touchdowns, 5 interceptions last year. He's a really good player. I mean, all over college football. I mean, obviously you're going to have the guys at the top. Bryce Young wins the Heisman. CJ Stroud, and they're going to throw Caleb Williams in there, even though he really hasn't played a whole lot of football. He had 5 great games, 3 not great games, and a great bowl game, of course. And, but I mean, another one of those guys they have at that top tier was an OU commit, Cam Rising at Utah.
Cam Rising, yeah.
I mean, they scored 79 points in 2 losses last year.
That's why they were 9-9.
He was 9-2 as a starter, and they scored 79 in the losses. Yeah. So that's why when we were talking about them yesterday, I feel so good about them in the Pac-12.
He replaced Charlie Brewer. Brewer left Baylor, gone to Utah, didn't play well, getting hurt, and then lost to BYU, which was a no-no in that world. You don't lose to BYU. And then Cam Rising just took over and took off. And then, remember, he got hurt in the Rose Bowl game. They could have won that game. They probably should have won that game against Ohio State. But that's a really good team. But, yeah, this quarterback group, Pittsburgh also, you know, replaced Kenny Pickett, but that they got Keaton Slovis from USC. That I'm telling you, that conference you go through.
Miami, Tyler Van Dyke. 300 yards and 3 touchdowns in the last 6 games. Last guy to do that, Joe Burrow.
Yep.
I mean, those are impressive numbers.
Clemson, DJ Uiagalelei, that's
easy for you to say.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's been around. He's been, what, third year now in college football. So
it took him a minute last year.
Yeah, it took him a minute. He finally got going.
Louisville, Malik Cunningham, really good player.
Yeah, a lot of, like, household names, but 20, if you do the research, that is a loaded conference.
20 rushing and 20 throwing touchdowns last year.
But
that's a great – you're exactly right. That's a great football, I mean, quarterback conference.
Again, Sam Hartman, the quarterback for Wake Forest.
He had 50 touchdowns last year total, which is what Vince Young had when he won the Heisman.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, he can run, too. Yeah. That's a bad loss for them. It's sad.
Hopefully he gets back. I mean, hopefully it's just something that they get figured out and he can get back at some point.
Yeah. The other story with college football is that so CBS is out of the SEC. Now they still have two. You realize, see, everybody keeps talking about how ESPN's going to take over the SEC. CBS still has 2 years left in that deal at a very cheap price, with the game of the week for CBS this year and next year. So the ESPN deal with the SEC doesn't even kick in until after the 23 season. And CBS has hinted they don't want to get out of the college football game. And the only games they've had outside of the SEC for years has been the Army-Navy game, maybe some smaller college games. But they are reportedly, this isn't a done deal yet, going to step into the Big Ten and actually going to give them a game of the week slot at 2:30, which is exactly where the CBS SEC game was and is right now. And they're going to slot the Big Ten into that 2:30 window, and they're going to pay, get this, more for that game than they would have. They're going to pay more for that game than what ESPN is now paying for the SEC game. So basically, they could have held the SEC game of the week if they wanted it for less money than what they're going to pay for the Big Ten. Now, that sounds crazy, and I think it is crazy.
Well, they're writing a check for $350 million for the right to do that.
The right to do that, right. And that's a weekly price tag, right? So
that's just that slot.
Right, so that's
that slot, yeah.
And, yeah, the SEC's got the better brand. The Big Ten does have a lot of eyeballs. So if you, and here's the other thing. Sometimes that's going to be the second game of the week for the Big Ten because Fox has that 11 a.m. window.
Sure.
And they're going to really put a lot of Big Ten games on, especially now that they got USC and UCLA joining the conference. Fox's 11 a.m. window, I don't know what the Big 12 future is with them and not having OU in Texas. They're going to have mostly Big Ten games at 11 a.m. So the Big Ten game on CBS might be the second best game of the week, and they're paying more for that than what ESPN is now paying for the SEC.
So game. Fox will be giving them money for the morning. CBS will give them money in the afternoon. NBC's jumping in, too, in the evening, giving them another $350 million.
Right.
All of this combined is going to be, I mean, you always talk about when you reach a new number, like a never-before-seen number, over $1 billion. Over $1 billion for those three slots.
And, again, it's the two conferences that are just going to
run the whole
thing.
I mean, how valuable is that night slot going to be? Because now they have two teams on the West Coast. It works out better for them. And if they added, I mean, Washington and Oregon, it'd be even better for them.
Which maybe this could, if you read between the tea, you know, read the tea
you'd
leaves,
want,
I guess.
You'd
read
want
between
good
the lines,
games out on that
you
coast.
You might start to think, yeah, maybe that is the next step, the next domino to
fall. That's
what
I thought when I saw it. But that's, yeah, and so they're ending their partnership with ESPN because they wanted ESPN to give them 7 years, $380 million. But they weren't going to give them as many marquee games. And now, ESPN went,
They have said this isn't a done deal. So no, don't run with anything. So I guess they're saying there's a window that ABC or Disney.
They're giving
could
them
pop
a minute.
In there.
Right of first refusal, maybe.
Right. But that I think that's of all the things we've talked about, what you just said, that's the biggest part of this is that the Big Ten has had a mega long relationship with ABC, ESPN, Disney. And that's going to. You're telling me they're not going to have one game on any of their properties until you get to the playoffs. ESPN will control the playoffs, so you'll get that. But that tells you that, you know, these other networks aren't going away, and the Big Ten's like, all right, whoever has the most money, let's go there.
Well, the point of contention with all of those schools, remember the Alliance, the Pac-12, and the Big Ten and the ACC was a lot of it was ESPN-driven because they were like, well, ESPN's going to do this. And when they had alliances with other conferences and networks, and they're like, no, we're not just going to, ESPN's not going to just come in here and run roughshod over this thing. And that was a big part of why nobody could agree on expanding the playoffs, because it was so ESPN-centric. They were kind of driving it along with the SEC. And the rest of the conferences stepped back and went, no. Listen, we have some business partners who aren't going to be part of this, so we need to get everybody involved. And I think ultimately all of those networks will be involved.
Well, it comes
just like the NFL playoffs, they move it around. Ultimately, I think when they expand, all of them are going to have a piece of it.
Well, ESPN's tried to dominate the landscape.
Sure,
but we knew, and people have said, hey, Fox isn't just going to say, oh, you're right, you can have college football. They don't play that way. They have a bunch of money. They love being in sports, and they have consolidated their they've spun off a lot of their networks just to concentrate on news and sports, and they weren't just going to lay over just because OU and Texas were going to the SEC and say, you know, we're going to still carry a watered down Big 12, and you're still going to have the Big 10. No. They said, all right, we see you. I promise you, they facilitated the USC-UCLA move to the Big 10 and said, all right, and this is what we're going to give you. And the Big 10 said, all right, we'll open that checkbook. Let's go. So Fox, they are going to be all over the Big Ten, and they're gonna milk it, and I guarantee it. They wanted USC and UCLA in there, and if they want Oregon and Washington in the Big Ten, it's going to happen because they're spending a lot of money to be in this college football game. And then the thing that we haven't really talked about, and you mentioned this night thing with NBC. NBC's just waiting. They're saying, hey, yeah, we've got Notre Dame games, but we want to be involved with college football every week. So why not spend some money? And who knows? I think that's where the Big 12 – when their TV rights deal is up, once you know who's in the league, I think going forward, I think the Big 12 should and will get involved with NBC.
I would think so, too. Well, I mean, listen, because on Fox, as you just said, Fox is going to get their choice of that early window, and so it's going to be a Big 10 game. So that means that all of the early Big 12 games are going to be relegated to Fox Sports 1 or one of their other networks. So you're going to be, but that doesn't matter. You're still a national TV, regional TV. You're on regional TV, but you're not going to be on Fox. So why wouldn't the Big 12 be looking for another network like an NBC who's only getting a night game as a kickoff for their Notre Dame in the afternoon, and then they get the Big 10 in the evening? Why wouldn't they want to do something like that?
Well, right now.
Why wouldn't CBS want to expand a little bit? There's everybody wants a piece of this because it's just, I mean, really it is. Right now, it's the golden child. Outside the NFL, it's as you've always said, live sports on TV is the biggest thing.
I don't think Fox Sports 1 will be a big player once this all shakes out. I mean, they might throw some other secondary games on there, but
they're going to have to put the Big 12 games somewhere, those early games.
Well, I would say, but that's going to be they.
You don't think they're going to have an agreement with Fox anymore?
I mean, they might, but I don't think the Big 12 is smart because their agreement comes up next year. They're gonna want to be on a network.
They're gonna want to be on a national. We're gonna have national games
over the air. Obviously. National games. So they're gonna find if they're smart. Brett Yormark seems like a sharp guy. He knows the deal. I mean, if you're gonna be on a secondary network, then be on a big time streaming platform. Be on ESPN Plus or be on Amazon. One of those deals. I don't think Fox Sports 1 is the answer. It's hard to penetrate households on Fox Sports 1. It just is. So my gut feeling is the Big 12 will be involved with a network. I don't know what capacity, but I'm thinking an NBC-type network. And remember, Fox still has OU and Texas in the Big 12 for the next couple of years, and they're going to milk every one of those games. There are a lot of OU and Texas games on Fox this year that they've already planned for.
And I would also say the same thing for the Big 12 that I'd say for the Big 10. If you want to extend your brand through, I mean, evening windows, grabbing a couple West Coast schools, whether it's the Arizona schools or whether it's Oregon and Washington,
it's gotta be Oregon,
that same
Washington.
Thing works for them. I mean, the same thing works for them that would work for the Big 10 that would be more attractive to a network.
We are the Morning Animals. This is 98.1 FM WWLS, the sports animal. Beautiful day today. 95 will be our forecasted high. Tomorrow, pretty much the same, less cloud cover. 94 for a high, and then Friday, mostly clear in 95.
Who's the biggest moron you've heard of in baseball recently? I'll bet I have a bigger moron.
Coming up next on The Animal.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.